بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل فلم يعذبكم بذنوبكم بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق. In the beginning of this ayat which we read yesterday, the Jews and the Christians had claimed to call it the Yahudu and Nasara, that we are the children of Allah Ta'ala and we are his favorites. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that on occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the gathering of the ulama of the Jews and invited them towards Islam. Then that is the occasion he said that, O Muhammad, we are the children of Allah Ta'ala and we are his favorites, so we won't be punished, we are his beloved ones. On that this ayat was revealed. So further, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ فَلِمَا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. To get kirkyu azab karta hai tumko tumhari gunahon par. Say to them, then why is it that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala punishes you on your sins? A lover does not punish his beloved. And a person who is a favorite child is not punished. And you people have been punished, you have been changed into pigs and into apes. That punishment was put on you people in this world. And various other types of punishments were also put on them, which caused them great humiliation and disgrace. And in their own words also they said that in the year after, we won't be punished but for a few days. So why is it that you are going to be punished? If you are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved, then Allah Ta'ala should not have punished you. So that is not the case. But antum basharun mimman khalaq. Koi nahi, balki tum ki ek aadmi ho, uski makhlooq mein. Like his other creation, you are also part of his creation. You are no special people, you are not the children of Allah Ta'ala, and neither are you his favorites like that when you are committing all these wrong things and all these sins. In here, there is a lesson for us also, that we also must not think that we are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala because of any favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. We must see our actions if they correspond to the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith. And the Islam which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam brought, are we responding and are we adapting to that Islam or some new modern type of Islam, etc. So we also should take a lesson and not just think that because of certain qualities, knowledge, education, certain actions that we do, certain families that we belong to, and we think that we are also the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. We should also see that our actions are correct according to the Quran and Hadith. This is a great lesson for all of us today and to make our lives according to that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.